Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Yes, Tamika. My name is Sharon Stewart. Apparently I signed up for something online. I didn't mean to. And it sounded like your voice that just gave me it back a couple of days ago with the confirmation number that it was canceled. Mm-hmm. But it's not canceled. It came back. It took out of my account yesterday.
Okay. What's your zip code, ma'am?
48453.
And what is your first and last name?
Sharon Stewart, Stewart.
1 second. You said 48453?
Yes. Yes, I explained to you that I tried to order a $2 thing, and yeah, $59 came out of my account. And I had signed up for some recipes, which I don't even understand what it is, but I don't care. I don't have that money. It may have been three of them. Is why it didn't come out. I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay, I have your account pulled up for security purposes. Let me get you to verify your address for me.
It's 685 Peppermill in Lapeer, Michigan, 48446.
Give me 1 second.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm new at this, and I learned my lesson. I will not be doing this again.
Okay, well, I haven't spoke to you. It looks like you called in on April the 20th, the same day it was purchased.
Yeah,
and
immediately.
You spoke with Kristen.
Okay.
Called in to cancel the account, and all she did was cancel the account on that day. I don't know if you told her you wanted a refund. When you call in to cancel an account, all you're doing is canceling the account, meaning you don't want to incur any more charges because that is a reoccurring charge for that Bites Hub. But it looks like you only canceled the account. You did it on that day when you called in. It wasn't a refund issue because a refund wasn't spoken on.
Oh, my gosh. So they just keep the money if I don't ask for it back. That sounds so crazy.
Yes, ma'am. You had to just say you wanted to cancel. Being that it was the same day, you could have just told her you wanted to cancel, plus you want your money back. But you didn't state that. You only stated you wanted to cancel the account.
I told her I wanted my money back because it was $59, and I told her I couldn't afford it, and I want my money back. I told her this was some kind of scam that I did not apply for. I'm sure that recording will say that. I was very upset that day. I called within 20 minutes.
Okay. Well, I can get, I can see if my supervisor can look over that recording and see, but it looks like on the account she only notated that you just wanted to cancel the account.
Well, that makes no sense. So are you telling me I may have trouble getting my money back?
Well, being that that was, what, the 23rd? Give me 1 second.
Okay, because, yeah, I called within minutes. Within minutes. And she knew I wanted my money back. I told her that. I was very upset over the $59. I want my money back. I said that immediately. Not that it's your fault. I don't mean to sound nasty with you. I appreciate your help. And she immediately, we talked about giving my money back. Yeah, he can go over that recording. We talked about that. I need my $59 back.
Okay.
I believe I said $60, but whatever. And I thought I would just give it a couple more days, thinking, oh, well, you know, it's processing. Now I'm thinking, well, I better not. I better call today.
Oh, okay. You was looking for your refund back.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 second, ma'am. Let me speak
myself. And I was going to call the bank and just have it canceled, and I thought, no, it was all settled.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate any help you can give me because, yeah, this is wrong. I'm 61 years old. I'm new on Facebook. I learned my lesson. You got that right. I learned. Thinking I could get something for $2.
Give me one second.
Yeah, I am brand new to Facebook. I've never had Facebook before. This was terrible. And also, man, they keep calling me, even though I canceled my account. Why do they keep calling me? Wouldn't that be all concluded? Or is that another separate thing?
It's just the way the system generates as far as once you put your phone number in.
Okay. My phone number and email? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I would think if I canceled it, they would automatically know I want my money back. But I did state that. It makes no sense not to, but why? That makes no sense not to say, oh, I want my money back. If I don't say that, I don't get it, give me a break. If I'm canceling an account for a reason in 20 minutes, and she even said to me, well, we do have this thing where you can get $20 worth for the month. And I said, no, I need my money. I don't even know what it is. So, yeah, that conversation was taken.
Okay, give me one second, okay?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm on the phone. Watch out.
Okay, ma'am, I'm still here. Would you just give me one second? I'm speaking with my supervisor about this account, okay?
Okay, thank you. Can you make sure that he does know? She tried to sell me the $20 one, and I told her, no, I don't want it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
Wow.
I'm sorry, ma'am, Tamika, is that what you said your name is?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I would like to speak with the supervisor myself, maybe, or, you know, unless you think you can get it resolved, but.
I'm going to most definitely get it resolved, being the fact that I do see the notes on the account where you called in on the same day.
Within 20 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. You should have been refunded anyway. You called in exactly after placing the order. But I did reach out to my supervisor. I'm waiting on her to write me back now. I just really wanted her to look at this account and being that she can look at the representative that you spoke with.
Thank you very
yes,
much,
ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did try to sell me the $20 a month for the first month, and I told her, no, I don't even want that. I don't even know what it is, but I signed up for. I didn't sign up for anything. I tried to buy a $2 item, and all of a sudden it cost $59.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was trying to be careful with this, so that's why I immediately called my bank.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, $59 was taken immediately. And so I immediately called back. I was on hold for the whole time I waited. I mean, within minutes I called. Thank you.
Have you disputed that charge of
$59.89? Kind of. I mean, I called the bank and we talked about it, and I said, no, I think I have it all settled. So I didn't really dispute it, I guess, because we thought we had it settled.
Okay.
I can dispute it today, but I didn't think it was necessary.
Do you know if they filed a dispute or they're in the process of filing a dispute?
I believe we're not going to, because I thought we had it settled, is what my understanding was, that I would call them back if necessary. That's why I didn't even cancel my card, no.
Okay, so a dispute has not been in process?
No.
Okay, give me 1 second.
I did call them, but we decided to wait to see if the distributor would handle it, and I thought it was taken care of. I honestly don't even know if I filed a dispute. Honestly, there was so much going on in my head right then, thinking, oh, my God.
Okay, so what day was that you spoke with your bank?
Immediately right after you, on the same day, 20th.
The 20th, okay.
Yeah, and I thought we had it settled, so that's why I don't know if there's a dispute or not. I did not cancel my card, because we talked about that.
So did they cancel your card?
No.
Okay.
No, we talked about it. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second.
Thank you. Does Sean fall asleep? Oh, come here. Stay here with me for a minute.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to go ahead and fully refund you this amount back up to $59.89.
Awesome. Thank you.
And give
so
us
much.
You're welcome. Give us at least 3 to 5 business days before you will see that amount back in your account. But it is canceled and you won't incur any future charges.
Thank you. Can you give me a confirmation number on that?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920.
920.
602.
602.
658.
Thank you so much, Tamika. You've done a world for me, because I am so desperate for money, and I would not have ever done that if I would have known. And I learned my lesson, believe me. I learned my lesson. Thank you so much, and you have a great day.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling Customer Support. You do the same.
Thank you. Bye-bye.